question is that does it go by the shear that others are koveya sudan to make it possible to kiss and chayev and hamotzi and because of Muslim, or even what you are koveya sudan, even if it's less than what people normally are. What does Rashi is it mashma from Rashi one way or the other?
Rashi, I don't think so.
Is this called Shachayim Kovim Lom? Yeah.
I have an approach, but
so most say it's a bottle of date, it's a kodam if you go less, right? But the Ravid holds, that way, and I don't know, it seemed like the Rashba held that way, right?
Yeah, it did. Right, it is.
He mentioned it. He mentioned it in the sitting beforehand. He doesn't seem to mention it here, but the one before he said either one, right? Yeah, it's in the one of called Dvarim Eilu. So the time of the Milsa Mishum the Parperas Havi Pas Ilu Kova Aleha Sudo O the Ocha Mine Kadesha Cherem Kovin Lo Sudo Mvarach Aleha Hamotzi Vigimel Brachos. Right. Yeah, and here too he says Elikisha Koveya Olav Suda Aso Kepas Dalma. Right, and the one we read yesterday. If you will low Kova Suda Olav Elisha Ocha Kidei Kviyas Acherim Gamkein Harei Osa Aso Kepas Dalma. The Rosh seems old either way. Either way. Either the amount that people are Koveya Suda or the amount that or you personally. So it doesn't you don't hold Butler Daiti's Golada. That's the question. What's going on down there?
Doesn't that make him like the Ravid?
Something funny going on?
No, I think
it's a joke. Oh, okay.
Does that make him like the Ravid then?
So she gets to the table, tell the joke.
Like, good. Does that make the Rosh but like the Ravid then, as opposed
sounds
to like
it.
Both? Okay.
As opposed to what?
You said you mentioned both. You
well,
said
everybody both. Holds kol shachirim kol shachirim.
Right.
Isn't
okay.
That what the Gemara says?
Right. So be the okay.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
Well, I have an approach that, like, so it seems like the Ravid flows most naturally from what we said, because we said that if you eat this in a way that's sovea, right, then
right.
That should be, then that restores its character of pas, and svea is a subjective phenomenon of your own derech achila,
right.
So that seems to make sense. But on the other hand, you could see, it, like, the Rambam, you could say that since here you're dealing with the definition of an entity, right, then you have to formulate an objective thing. You know, you can't just say that this entity is going to be different to, to just depending on, on different people's,
right.
I just don't know what the question is, though. I don't know
right.
How to formulate it.
Well, I think what I'm slinging my throat. Well, I think you were saying yesterday is what?
According to the Ravid, it's... basically, it's in a neutral state, and it's just waiting for one...
No, it's the question, what Ben is saying is, the question is, do we say that making it possible to kisnin is mafkia, is it that it's mafkia, the normal definition of svia, right? Or is it really koveya it in a new, is it just removing the kvias of svia that normal pas has? Or is it actually being koveyed with a new shame? And that's going to be a difference of whether your achila, what is your achila doing? Now, as if it's just normally bread it has a definition of svia, and now it doesn't. So you just have to provide the quality of svia. But it would seem that it would go by you. Right? But if you say that making it as possible of a kistin actually is like making it into a new thing, right? And then you have to bring it back. You have to give it a new definition as well. In other words, in the form of possible of a kistin, is it like a new object that has a new definition? Right? And now in order for it to go back to the Shem Lechem, you actually have to be koveya it against what it is. In other words, it's like now defined as snack. It's now defined as sweet. as the Rashba says, it's a matika. It's just l'isa. It's just like a snack. And now you have to restore. You have to give it a new definition of pas. You understand? So that would seem to be that it would go by then the idea of butla dait etzel klodim would come back, because you have to actually give it a new. You have to give it a shame of pas. But if you're going to say that that really the fact that it's kisnin just removes its automatic definition of svia, right? It's just a mafkia of the idea of the svia in the chefza. So then, if you provide the svia through your activity, that's enough. No, it's basically what I'm trying to say is the kisnin mafkia the shame of svia, and now it's just like pas undefined by svia. Like Ben was saying, neutral. Just trying to give it a different, giving his neutral a different halachic form. Neutral means to say that it's really that normal pas has an intrinsic idea of svia. This is mafkia any specific designation. It's pas, but undefined, because the svia is the kisnin prevents the idea of svia from being expressed. But you express the svia yourself, that's enough. Or do you say no, when you make the pas of a kisnin, it's like changing it completely. And now to give it the shame pas, you have to rechange it. But that requires a definitional, that's a whole definition. That's being kovei it a completely new shame. If it's just that the normal idea of svia is prevented from being expressed because of the additions, then you could say, it would go by how you treat it, because it's not a new definition of pas b'kishtin. That's basically what I'm saying comes down to: is pas b'kishtin a new definition, like another thing, or is it just a way of preventing the idea of svia from the natural idea? It suppresses the natural idea of svia in the pas, right? Mm-hmm. It's like pas without svia. Or is it a whole new thing? If it's pas without svia, so if I eat it and I have svia, then for me it's pas with svia. But if it's not pas, so now I have to make it into a pas. It's a thing that's not pas, that's capable of having the shame pas chal on it. But then it would have to be like a real definition, like I'm making it into a new entity. And then you say butla dait etzel klodim. You could say that. That's what Ben was saying yesterday, I believe. Yeah. Just one more thought along these lines, that could answer the question of Rashi and the Rashba too. Rashi and the other Rishonim. The Rashba holds is definitely a Mizonos. It's definitely an Alamichya. Right? Most Rishonim seem to hold is definitely an Alamichya. Correct? Yeah. It's definitely an alamithya. And Rashi said what? It's a bar nefasha, so it would seem.
The non-kvius case,
right? That was when you don't have the right shear, what's the bracha chorona? So the Rashba, he says like he can't even understand the riff. That the riff says it's not an alamithya at the end. Right, but that is the riff, and Rashi seems all that way too. Correct? Yeah. So maybe that's the same question. Not exactly the same question, but they're similar. And that is that if you hold like the Rashba, that it's just mafkia, the shame svia. So then he holds. It would just be like lechem without svia, but it would still be mazon. It would still have a din of regular mazon, right? But if you hold like Rashi, that it's a new kvias, it's a whole new entity. That's mashma from Rashi Lashon. hitinua. What does he say? Lo hitinua rabbanan. Gimel brachas. What does he say? On the prior daf. Sorry, Dan.
Okay.
Right? Rashi had a funny lashon. When we noticed it was a funny lashon, he says, when he describes the pasuk above kisnan, mem aleph amud beis, he says, umitoch shenosnan bo tavlin harbe ve'agozim mishkedim macholo muat lo hitinua bracha mein gimel. Mean, what does it mean, lo hiti nua bracha mein gimel? Meaning, say, it's a new thing. Pasuk of a kisnin is a new entity. It's a new definition. It's a new entity. It's not just pas with one quality missing. Because if it's pas with the quality of sphere missing, it should go down to mazon. But once you take pas and you change it, it has to have it's a totally new definition. And that definition, the Chachamim gave it, did not give it. Now they can choose. Now they're open. Now at least it's open to a question of what the bracha achrona is, because it's like a new entity, and they have to be koveya what the bracha achrona should be. If it's just that you're mafia the svia, it's not a question of what bracha you koveya. It would just follow the normal pattern of whatever Muslim is. You understand, David?
I think so.
I don't.
I wasn't asking you. But no, the question is the bracha achrona on pasul of kisnin, right? So Rashi on mem aleph amud beis, right? The prior sugya. So Sheisha says there's nothing that doesn't require a bracha achrona except for pasul of kisnin, right after bracha vishana. So Rashi says that's our cases of the little decorative pastries, and they eat it after the Birkas HaMazon. That's how Rashi learned. They eat it after Birkas HaMazon, and even though you make a bari mizonos in the beginning, he says since they're made with the spices, they're kneaded with the spices and with the nuts and the almonds and whatever sweet, and they're made with these little figurines, so, and they're eating very, very small amounts. It says, lo hiti nuha me'ein shalosh. Lo hiti nuha rabbanan?
Just lo hiti nuha.
Lo hiti nuha bracha me'ein shalosh. It says, they didn't require it to have a bracha me'ein
shalosh.
I was trying to explain why there's no alamithia after possible kisna.
Thank you.
So that's the Rashi Shita, that on the possible kisna you make a bar in the first at the end. There's no alamichya. Even though it's flour and water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Rashba, and that's apparently the Rif learns, and the Rashba says it's almost incomprehensible. He says it's a tamiya. How you can say that you don't make an alamichya? Right? So we're saying over here that maybe it's a similar question, or it's dependent. I'm not saying that this question is definitely dispositive, but it's dependent. In other words, like this, that if you do not hold, the Rashba held that the pas of kisnin is really pas, right? But one quality of pas is negated, and that's the aspect of svia, right? But then it would just fall down to a regular din of muzzle, like oatmeal. What's oatmeal? It's the same substance that pas would be, but it's not in the form that it carries svia. So then it wouldn't be a question of thinking of being masakin a new bracha. It just would fall into the next category of grains that are not svia. So what bracha is that? Alamichya. Right, but Rashi is learning that the possible bekisnin, since it's really like just like pas, but has the other things, it requires a new definition. It's a new entity. It's like a new chefza. It's not just pas minus. It's a new chefza.
Oh,
and now you have a new chefza. You have to decide what's its bracha achrona. It doesn't fit into any other category. It's a new thing. And that we said is also could be the question of butler daita eto kol adam. That if you say that it's just lechem without the svia, so if I have the svia, then I'm chayiv in the birkas hamazon. Doesn't matter what the shear of other people is. But if you hold like Rashi that it's a new entity, Now you actually have to change it into regular pas. That's a real definitive change. A definitive change, as we've always been saying, is the question, brings up the question of botel daideitza kol adam. So they're related. I mean, it's not dispositive. I mean, say that just because you hold it's new doesn't mean they had to make it a bari nefesh. Could have been they made it on nuchya too. But if you don't hold it's new, you would seem you can't get out of the question of changing of the bracha not being an al nechya. And that's why the Rashba doesn't understand. Yeah.
I'm just having difficulty with the basic idea that you're like derech hachila can define that. Like if you say like the rabbit that it's just mafkia the shame sviya from the thing. So then if you eat in a way that's sovea, so now it's defined that way. I mean, like if
right.
two people are eating from it, one is not sovea, one is. I mean,
right.
So
well, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not a question of defining. I'm trying to say it's not a question of defining the thing.
I'm thinking by also by the other side also, like even if one says that according to the side says but that it is but like so it's a kol adam, right?
Right.
So it's, I don't know, how do you say that now this thing is in front of you, it's gonna be defined objectively according to how much, you know, people eat. You know what I'm saying? You still have it's still the same thing. Let's say you have like you take a little bite out of it, you know? And it's not really this thing is not defined as pos, right? But now
you eat more of it is defined as. I don't understand, even according to the other side, that it does like, right. You know what I'm saying? How do you say a certain thing as a shame when it's not really talking about the chesed? Well, I think the Rashba Svara is correct, whichever side you hold like. And that is, you have to restore the Svia. But the question is, because it really is restoring it to its min of pas, it really is a distortion of pas. The only question is that a definitive change that you have to restore? And now you have to make it into a pas of svia. But that would seem to be only if it's the amount that somebody would say. Maybe we need to explain a little bit better the idea of a pas of kistin. Got to pull yourself out of the daf for a second, into the world. Okay, in other words, it's a simple question. You have this pasta baba kistin, right? It's essentially flour and water plus, correct? I mean, it's completely flour and water plus. Not just essentially, right? That's all it is. It's flour and water plus, correct? Now, flour and water obviously is bread. So it's bread plus other stuff, right? Now, if you eat bread, you chayav birkas hamazon, you chayav hamotzi and birkas hamazon, right? Now the thing is like this: when I have the bread plus, right, there's a certain point where I can say I'm really essentially trying to eat the bread. The other stuff is here; it's true. But essentially, I'm eating this for the bread content. You understand? Max? You understand? Right now, it's all ma'urav. But in my kavana, I could really say I'm really essentially trying to get... Now, there's two ways you could approach the cakes. You can say, I'm really looking for the sweetness and the taiva. Right, the tom and the whatever it is, mouthfeel. But this is the way it comes best through the substance of flour and water. Right, and that's essentially me. Your kavana is for tom and not for svia. Right, but just because those things exist doesn't mean I can't try to access the underlying svia component. You understand? But in order to do that, I'd have to eat a lot more of it. Right? Because it's sort of like diluted bread, you could say. If you want to think about it in a certain way. Sort of like a diluted bread. So, to get to... It's really megalodas. Right? It's really like... John? Trying to get to the underlying core, which is bread. Because cake is just bread with a lot of things added to it. Right?
It's not like you're being machadish a new quality in the thing.
Yeah,
you're
it's not
just...
like I'm taking a carrot and saying, I'm going to fill up on the carrot. The carrot doesn't have anything in it that allows you to...
actualize.
There's nothing to actualize in the carrot. Right?
Yeah.
But the pas of Abakistan, it really is pas. It's just something masking the quality of svia. Right?
Yeah.
It's a classic struggle. So, right, you understand?
Yeah.
It's not like a completely, even though we say it's a different thing, or it still is intrinsically pas. It's just these other things make the derech achila different. It makes it, that's what the Rashba is really saying. It, underlying it is pas. The only thing is, these other things are mafkia, the achila from a pure achila of svia. That's why he says that if you eat the pas of Abakistan in the Suda, you don't have to bench. Right? You don't need the Birkas of Muslim. He says, because it is pas. Right? He says,
but not that it.
He says, Mishum the Barparas Havi pas. It is pas. It is pas. So
and
in the suit, huh? You would not need Birkas of Mazel. No, a separate. You wouldn't need another. You wouldn't need an Al Mechi on it. In other words, if you had Pas Bav Kisten in the Suda, or even after a Suda, like let's say after a Suda. So after a Suda, we say you need the Bracha Lefanav and Lachro, but not Pas Bav Kisten. Because the Birkas of Mazel really does relate to its underlying nature.
You're saying it's not that it like removes the capacity for the thing to be surveilled. So like it's
that's
always
correct.
There.
That's
it's
correct.
Just that you have to relate to that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The only question is, when you say it's there and you have to relate to it, but is there also a definitive change? If there's a definitive change, then your Maisa Achila has to be koveyat has to restore its shame. But if it's just the way I relate to it, then even if I personally am soveya from it, I could say I'm the svia is restoring the svia itself is the tziruf to the pas.
How does this explain the Rif and Rashi's Shita of Rinifashis?
I was saying it's related to it because if you're gonna learn like the Rashba that it's just removing the svia from the normal achila, right? Pas without the intrinsic quality of svia because there are barriers. So then it just falls back to mazon. You know what I mean? Then it's just like any daisa. It's just like daisa. It's just like a grain that doesn't intrinsically have the quality of svia. Right? It's not a new. It's just this. It's just like a grain without the svia. So that's mazon. That's all nuchah.
Does Rashi? But that's all nuchah.
And you're saying that's why you can't understand the Rif, just because
you're a Kovei Asuda.
But Rashi's learning it's like a new Chefza. Right?
Right.
And that's why...
That allows you to...
That's why you say, Butla Dait Deitzo Chololot, because you have to make a real definitive change in the entity. And it allows you to say, Lo Hiti Nua Mein Shalosh. It allows you to say, they had to be Kovei a Bracha on it, because now there's a new thing. Now there's Pas, there's Daisa, and there's a new thing, Pas of a Kisten. The Chum have to have a... The Chum have to decide what the brachas are. It's like a new entity. You know what I mean? There's no such thing as just a pas without the sphere. It has to be a... It's not daisa because it has two as a pas, and it's not pas because it doesn't have the sphere, so they have to put it into a new category. And then they can decide what bracha to make on it. You understand? It's a matter of... The point is it comes to a decision. Whereas going to the Rashba, it never comes to a decision. Yeah.
Would this all of this stuff that we're doing now about past politicism, would this also apply to other grains that are not really so bad, like rice or like that, if you're Kobe Sudana?
Well,
just because pasta politicism has actually flour and you know, like.
Well, we hold other grains we hold are capable, like rice, is Barim name is Zonos, because it is capable of what's that? Oris Zedokhan. Yeah, we hold mizonos. But if you make pas out of it, it's always mizonos. You can never get higher than the level of Mazon. It doesn't exist in it. As I say, that's saying that it's higher than other foods because it is capable of Mazon. But it's not like possible or kisnin because that's its highest possible level. Possible or kisnin has a higher level. The pas aspect is sviya. Ors and Dochan don't really have Svia, they have Mazon. The Ritva has an interesting explanation of that. We skip that Sugya. A little complicated Sugya. But, Ors and Dochan are Mazon. Bori, Mine, Mizonos. Mine, Mizonos means things that you can really fill up on. Has a different Svia? Different Svia. We went through that one. Well, that was the Ritva, right? The Ritva says Svia is a certain satisfaction, and Mazon is removes the hunger.
Yeah.
But Mine Mizonos, I mean, that's the interesting thing that Ritva was saying. Mine Mizonos is really like a functional idea. It's like a bracha on a functional thing. Lechem is an entity, right? Lov miskenes tocha lechem. Lechem is a shame. Mizonos is not really a shame. It's more like a functional kind of a thing. As I said, Mine Mizonos. Things that function for Muslim. Even if they're not one of the five grains, it could be it functions for Muslim. Right? We don't like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nur. He holds rice is one of the rice is pas goma. Right? Chayev on Pesach for it.
Rashi says it's a new chatzah, right? How does it work with the bottle of daito?
So then you have to make a definitive change in the object. You have to be koveya it through your achila. It has to be, the achila has to make it into an entity of, make it, the achila itself has to make it back into an entity of pas. But that goes by the way it's treated, objectively. That's what we're saying. If you're trying to define the thing, you always say bottle of daito is called. You can't just say, because I'm not full, because I'm not hungry anymore, it's bread.
It's
got to be the sheer.
Is it because it's being defined?
Yes,
as a new
that's right. Exactly
so
right.
So that's why you have to go back
right.
Objectively.
Because that's what we say. Defining the thing, always you have to make recourse to the norm. Just your sphere is your sphere. Okay. Yeah. So now the question of what is possible is a famous question. Right? The Mechaber, I think, has what, five sheets or four sheets in there? But let's just see if we can get a handle on this. What the arguments are. What's the basic question?
Are we going to do Tosfos and Rashi after the
Seal? Right, so let's see. So maybe the first one is, maybe the first one to take a look is Tosfos, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what does Tosfos say? I mean, there is another. There's a related idea to possible b'kisnin, that is like that's the bread that doesn't have tzuras apas. Similar idea, like the bread the Arabs make in the ground, right? Mark talks about that. That's that bread doesn't have tzuras apas.
What bread?
It's a different kind of bread.
The same kind of bread, just doesn't have tzuras apas.
Like those wraps. Like those wraps, like those taco wraps, those very soft
lafa
taco wraps.
Good question. I'm just saying there is another category. The Ram has. There is another category of things. Not just possible because there's two ways apparently that you can remove the shame pass. One is through the shame, is through the tursa pass. The other is through adding things. We want to make sure.
That?
The Gemara has another case. I mean, that's another
matzah,
case.
Like matzah.
Well, matzah is like a Tosfos case.
No, but they have that Sephardic matzah. What is it? Yemna?
Right.
Yemna.
And
like
bread?
Yeah. That's like the case over here. We didn't do this case.
They say it's
What do you say?
That's a Sephardic bread.
Because there was another case. There was a similar case
chewing.
Earlier. It's another sugya. I just want you to be aware of it. A lamech test. says hi. Says hi, kuva da'ara. Mayim avarchan alui amale misavarta namahu guvla ba'almahu. I mean, it doesn't have tzuras of pas. I'm not sure exactly. It's just like a glob of dough. Mavarchan alei bari minim izanos. My zutra kovas svidase alai. Mavarchan alei motzi lechem enars. Shalosh brachos. That was the same kind of a thing. You have another case. It's not a possible of a kistin case. It's different. It's a different sigya. It really starts from before. You have to see.
What is it then?
I think it's like a very thin dough.
No,
yeah, Tosa does say the same thing over here.
He says it's a nilish. It's got to be a nilish. It can't be a bufflin.
Right. Yeah. Take a look at the Ram. The Mechaber also has a lot of cases. All right, but anyway, just saying the two ways you can remove the idea of Svia. Either from the shape, from the form of it. There is an idea of Tsur Sapas. I mean, what exactly that is another sugya. But here it's different. Here it's through the Svia aspect, through the function, it would seem. Right? Even though it has a shape of Pas. Even though it has what we call Tsur Sapas. I'm not saying I can define what Tsur Sapas is right now. But anyway. So what does Tosa say? So the question is like this. The question is, they brought a raya from Lachmanios, right? Mm-hmm. They brought a raya from Lachmanios to the Pasul of the Kistin case. Correct? So what is Lachmanios? What is Lachmanios? What does Rashi say?
Uvlius.
That's the same thing he says as Pasul of the Kistin. Mm-hmm. So Rashi says it's the same case as Pasul of the Kistin. Lachmanios. And Tos says what?
He says it can't be that because that's Pas Gamor.
So that's a big machlokas. That's a big machlokas. And what's his reason for calling it Pas Gamor?
He lost some of his
soap. It's dough.
Which is specifically beginning and end is dough.
The middle certainly is going to be.
In the middle, jelly?
Well, I think it's a question in terms of. Like a sugi, that's sugi of mamachas. I think it's a question of challah. when it gets ashamed, pas in the beginning, when it's different stages. There's the you need it, and then your orecha pas. But he means it's lechem the whole way through. But anyway, what is his idea? So what is his case of pas about kisnin? One second. So what's his case of pas about kisnin? What is that?
Crackers.
Crackers, right?
And it's without any different ingredients. Well, top limit.
Without any different ingredients.
Crackers? How do we know?
Crackers. No?
I mean, I just didn't know. It didn't say anything. I figured it was...
Crackers.
I mean, I thought it was just like a pastry or something.
Well, that's what the...
Does the Rush say that?
Does the Rush say it? I think the Rush might say it.
Yeah, Shane Dako. He just says Shane Dako's.
The Dakin Mo. Right. No, it's not in the French dictionary.
There's Rabbi Yona also, who says that this quote says.
I don't think it went out there.
No. Rakikin Dakin.
Right.
Chosen Bashine Barzalin.
Yeah, it's all the Rush mentioned.
Oh,
Dakin. And the Torah has it over here. Lachmanios Osin Shebulosin Avo Lachm Gomeru. Right. Osin Shebulosin Racha. The Dakin Ma'od, Mavachan Le'e Bar Minim Zanz. So
it's funny because he doesn't. Is the Torah saying that this is possible kissing, or is he? Because he includes it in a separate.
That's what I'm saying. It's different. It's a slight. And then he wants to say, was the Rabbanion? They say it should be it's the same din. Uh-huh. They're arguing right. From one din to the other. But the point is for us, the point is that he's arguing on Rashi's possible kissing, right? It's a funny place to.
Yeah.
Are you saying Tosus isn't saying that this is possible to kiss him? Saying this Lachmanios is a different thing?
It's a different thing. It's like a cracker. It's a cracker.
So there's something that should be the same for possible to kiss him.
So what's a cracker? What's a cracker?
Isn't that a case that's just like the wrong case of the decision?
So it would seem, yeah.
No, it seems like the actual dough, it comes out much differently in the end.
Right.
And with basically his criticism on, or his definition seems to be, if you look at it, I mean, take a waffle. At the beginning, it's dough and water. At the end, it's dough and water.
A waffle is really lilo saracha too.
Okay.
Right, he's talking with a batter, right?
Really?
It's a thin batter.
Yeah.
It's a thin batter.
Okay, because I thought that's they translate Rashi's ovlish as waffling. So it's not that's
yeah,
not that's incorrect.
Maybe a different
wafers.
Not I mean, it's so our waffles, our modern day high technology.
I'm basically, I thought that in Rashi's sheet it was consistent that he felt if you actually changed the shape, that was enough of, yes, at the beginning it was Issa, but at the end you changed the shape and that's now it's omed for a different purpose. Whereas Tosfos says, you may change the shape, but if you look at this object, you pour syrup on it or whatever it is afterwards, that doesn't change that doesn't change the fact that it's, it was at the beginning Issa, at the end, and just because you shape it differently doesn't constitute
Well, let's see. In other words, where is Tosa saying that the Shinoi has to be?
In the Tzura.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
a dangerous word.
Don't touch your picture.
Rashi's whole thing is like only for a certain function. Like, demonstrated in the way he made it, but it's basically...
Rashi's thinking the ingredients are different, though.
Right. No, Tosa seems to be learning that in the that it has to be different. You have to remove the svia from the very way that it's able to be eaten. And that has to do with the tzur in the end. I mean, I think you're right, but I think the point is that a thin cracker is not eaten. It cannot be eaten by its very tzura. It cannot be eaten derech svia. Whereas he says, according to Rashi's pshat, where it's really just a dough, it's true you might add things to it, but there's nothing in the thing itself, in the way that it's actually formed in the end, that prevents it from being used like a bread. Now, the question over here is, it would seem the question is revolving around, how do you have to be mafkia the idea of svia? Okay. Tosa seems to be learning that just adding things is not enough. Just adding things is not enough. Like we were mentioning before, it's really pas, but it's got a lot of other things. That's not enough. It's got to be changed, inherent. It's got to be an inherent change in the pas aspect itself. That's not just a dough with other things. It has to be that the dough itself has changed. Huh? Right?
Yeah.
Now it's in the quality of the Issa has to be changed, not just added to. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Tosos. But let's see the other sheeters now. It would seem that that's Tosos. Yeah. The only thing I find very strange is Tosos waits till Achmanios to argue on Pasuk Kisa. It just seems strange. Something seems very strange about that. Unless he's learning that when Rashi says ovlius over here, he doesn't mean ovlius like he meant before, with all the sweet stuff. I don't really understand what he means, huh? Where?
Before.
By Lachmanios?
That's just named it.
Oh,
no,
and yet?
By originally.
By the... I mean, maybe over here he doesn't mean with all the other stuff mixed in. Maybe he just means you make it small. For Lachmanios, maybe he's arguing. I don't know if he's arguing on the possibility of kissing. I'm just not... Not sure about that. I mean, that's how they bring the Mechaber brings it down as the possible kissing, I think. But anyway, go ahead. Let's see the other sheets a little bit. Good. Who wants to read? Yeah, where should we start? Let's see. It goes to Bracha Rishon or Bracha Korah. It goes to the question of Botla Daito. So we did that already, basically. Right? So let's start with you did the Ugar. The Ugar is a funny sheet there, right?
Yeah.
He's always with a funny sheet.
That's why I call him.
He is.
All right. Yeah, so what's his svara? It's funny, I don't understand it really. That what?
Only your main meals.
He has an interesting idea. That what? That when you say your koveya suda on it, when you say your koveya suda on it, it has to be a real suda. Like the breakfast or the, what is it? I guess he didn't eat lunch. The breakfast, well, that's what the Gemara says. That's where you get the 6 hours. Right? Well, from the morning till the evening. But not a, but if you want to have an optional meal, right? Me saying no matter how much you eat, if it's not a real fixed meal.
If he starts off eating pasta
right
during the dinner hour, and he doesn't have a mind to eat it for dinner,
what does he say? He says, Dafka Sudas Erev Boker, right? Dafka Sudas Erev Boker, those Sudas are Roy. So what does he mean, not a Sudas are Roy? A snack? Is he talking about, is he just describing a way you're eating it? Or is he saying, Dafka Sudas Erev Boker? And this is if I make I'm just hard to the Matthias.
Does it have to be like Sudas Erev Boker or actually?
He says Dafka.
He says, and he argues, the lay cell, a bane suits ever broker, bane suits a roy, a mawful sheer shabbane adam coven love mikri kvius. Now his thoughts us with it. Certainly he seems to say that if you eat the sheer, the hair or coven suit a love, but not in the context of a fixed meal, right, then it's not considered lechem. Has to be a normal meal, for us, I guess, a breakfast, lunch, or a dinner. But if you're just in the car and you're stuffing your face with donuts, right, on the road, that's not possible kissing. That's not chayav birkas hamazon. Even though you're eating just as much. Right? Even though you're eating just as much. So what is the old? Because you need two things. Not only do you need the shear that other people are koveh suda on, but what? But you need a suda. You need to sit down and have a real koveh suda. Why is that? I mean, the way we're defining it, we were describing it, it doesn't, that wouldn't really matter if it, what, I mean, Suda's Arai means that you're eating it like on the run, it would seem.
It's funny, because now you're already making reference to things outside of the entity itself, you know.
Oh, so how's that, like, is there any hecker in the Maisa whether something's a Suda's Arai or Keva?
No, he seems to be arguing on this. He seems to be saying that when you say the shear that other people are Koveya on, that's not an automatic thing. That doesn't just mean if you have that shear, that's then you chayav birkas hamazon. You also have to have kavana for a suda, right? He doesn't like the idea that it just goes by the shear. That if other people consider this a suda, even though for me it's a rye, even though for me I'm just eating it on the run, that's enough. He doesn't like the idea that it purely goes by shear. He also has to be that you're trying to use it for suda. First, you have to be trying to use it for suda. And then if you're trying to use it for suda, then there's an objective shear. But if your das is not for suda at all, you're just on the run, and you just keep eating and eating, that doesn't make it lechem. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I understand the idea.
So according to the Rashba, the shear establishes the kavius, whereas he says das is what establishes the type of kavius?
Well, nobody holds it. Everybody other than the other holds, it just goes by the shear. Right? Okay. But they hold that mamela is a suda. You don't need to have kavana. No, the question is, do you need kavana to use it for a suda first? Is that a prerequisite? And then you have the question of shear? Or is the shear itself definition of suda? And it becomes really like lechem. Just from the shear, it becomes like lechem. And just like by lechem, you don't care if you're eating it arai or not.
When you say the shear, you mean other people?
Yeah, other people. All right. It's an interesting shita, but it's das yachid. Okay, go ahead. You show Nechemi what to read? Umah pirish rabbeinu?
Umash Perish Rabbeinu, who passed above a kisnin, who Perish Rabbeinu Chanan al Shakasav, Rabbeinu Yonah, Parakis, and Varachin, or Arach, Kasugam Kin.
Okay, so what does the Tor say? He says, it's Kimin, Kisin, Malayan, Tsukra, Rishkid, and Magozin, Umine Tavlin. So what does that mean? Pas Shaosli Kimin Kisin. What is it? So what does it mean, just descriptively? What is it? And what about the dough?
Dough seems to be the same.
The
right?
Dough seems to be the same, right?
Yeah.
Seems like it's regular bread, but I guess it's thin. I don't know. It's, and it's formed into a pocket.
Bread. Isn't it sweeter?
It doesn't say anything about the bread being sweeter. It just says it's pas. Sugar. No, it's Malayan sukra rishkeid and vergozin mina tavlin. Right? It's filled. It's a kiss. Mm. It's a pocket filled with sweets. Filled with sweets. We don't do things like that because we would already make the dough different. Right? Like a baklava. It's like a baklava made out of dough. With the regular dough, but it's filled with the honey and the nuts. You don't know what baklava is?
Get it.
It's too sweet.
It's like pig feet.
What?
Okay. Yeah, they used to have it in the pizza shop, in Sabra's.
All right. Times have changed.
Times have changed? Mm-hmm. Nice. Anyway. Yeah, so that's Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat, right? That's Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. And he says also, who holds that way? Rabbeinu Yonah.
And the Aruch.
And the Aruch. The Rashba also has that. Yeah. The Rashba has both. Go ahead.
The Harashba Gamkin Kasav Gabi Dvarim Abayim Bezorcha Seuda Upasba Abba Kisne Kugon Ulis Osam Hasmin Kumin Kisim Mishim Rana Samit Basha Kedim Mim Sam.
So the Rashba has like Rashi and like the Rabbeinu Chananel. He has either one. Right? He's both. No? Okay, go ahead.
The Haramam Kasav Perkim Melchus Bracho Shehi Isa Shanigosha Bidvash Abba Shemel Bukhalov Oshiri Bamine Tavlin Vapa. So the Rambam wrote that it's dough, which is kneaded with honey or oil or milk, or was mixed with spices and baked.
Okay, so what's the difference between these two ideas? What's the difference between these two ideas? If it's a kiss, mole with sugar and spice, or if it's a or if it's nilosh?
There's no regular bread here.
It's the dough itself.
It's a new thing, though.
In other words, right, if you're going to say it's kisim, in other words, it's hard to understand, are they arguing what would each say of the other? I mean, the Rashba puts them together. But the one idea is saying that the kviyas stems from the... There was one of them saying that the svia is removed because the dough is changed, right? That's like the Rambam. The dough itself... Its designation, in other words, it's not like the Tosfos, because it's still is regular dough. But it would seem that there's a designation to it. Right? And there's a kvias to it. Whereas the Tosfos is saying the actual dough is changed and incapable of being used. Because of its texture, it's not capable of being used as a regular... in the manner of normal bread, right?
Yeah.
On Pesach, that's the only bread we have, so nothing you can do. I mean, that's why the Sfardim, right? Sfardim make a mizonos on matzah during the year. So I've heard, right?
Yeah.
Because they say only Pesach it's pas, because otherwise it's like a cracker. But certainly it's not eaten like bread. Certainly it's not eating like bread. So that's what I was saying. But they're saying, these other shitas are saying, no, the bread aspect might be there. But it would seem they hold that there's a certain kvias, there's a certain, something is done to it that is koveya it away from svia. Right? And now there's two ways you can do that. Either in the asiya, you mix something into the very dough that makes it designates it for a different purpose, or the dough is the same, but the way it's baked, right? The way it's made is the way it's made demonstrates that it's hard to define the two, the difference between the two. No.
Yeah.
one is in the dough, and the other seems is in the usage of the dough. You're koveya a use of matika with it. By making a kiss with the sugar and the nuts, you're koveya, you're designating for this bread a specific usage.
That's how it seems much easier to just change the designation and, you know,
in the
make a meal out of it. Well, you know, if there's regular dough with a kiss.
See, that is what?
That seems really easy to just say, okay, I'm focusing on the dough, because that seems much more a case of, like,
in other words, what would Rabbeinu Hananel hold about the Rambam?
It seems like, it'd be hard to say that he disagrees.
It's hard to say that. What would the Rambam say about Rabbeinu Hananel?
Either way, it's still bread.
I mean, that you can see, he might say, well, that's still bread.
Right.
That's still bread.
I think in Rashi, when he talks about overlish,
that
it might be that there, like, it's a certain kind of, like, let's say, like a donut, whatever, and then it's like injected with other stuff, and then like, because Boston cream, whatever, he says that first he describes. The pasuk of a kiss, and that's really shenusha im tavin, right?
But that means it's needed with tavin.
Right, it's needed. And then he says kain ovlis, right? Shalanu shalanu v'yeshosim osan kaminti, whatever. You make in certain things, and then
But does he ever back off of the fact that it's needed with tavlin?
No, yeah. So then umitoch shenosnim ba. It's like because it's a separate
umitoch and because. So it doesn't mean you put it in. Umitoch shenosnim ba, etc., etc. And you eat a little bit of it. They didn't require an elamich. But I don't know. I mean, the Rashba is mitzaref. He's mitzaref. He takes them both. I mean, it could be his three sheets over here. But let's get to the end of Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef makes an interesting point. Go ahead. Okay, so he's trying to be medayik in the Lashon Ram. Ram says, Shenilusha bidvash o b'shemen o b'cholav. O she'irev bo minei tavlin v'ofa. So, what does he say? So it says, it's mashma. That it means you basically need it essentially with dvash and shemen. In other words, that's the main mashke. Like the main mashke is the shemen of the dvash of the cholov. Right? Go ahead.
And there was only a bit of water.
And there's only a bit of water.
Aval nimasan bo mayim harbe, afal gav shenasan bo gamkin shar mashkin, kevan demi utan inhu betelem him, lugabi hamayim.
But if you put in mainly water, even though you have some of these things too, so then they're really a miut, and essentially it's flour and water. And that would have a din of pasgomer. That's what I'm going to say, bimadayik from the Rambam. So you're needing it with these things, meaning these things are the majority of what you're needing it with. Go ahead. Right. Why doesn't he say shenilusha? He just said he should just say that you put in it dvash. If he means it could even be mainly water with just a little honey, then it should say even if you put it in. Right.
It's like
good.
So like you bake challah with honey. People do that.
That's
and they
right.
Mix it into the recipe. And
that's right.
Ela demimashu kasav osha irev bam mine tavlin ikla meidak ipcha.
Says, but you can make the opposite deduction from the end of the Rambam, because he just says you mixed in tavlin.
The hotaru is tavlin davar muatu. Vafilu hachi motziyam mitoras lechem inyan hamotzi.
Because certainly putting in the spices is a small amount, and it still is going to remove it from the shame lechem.
Beteda, the ha isa shenilosha b'mit peros tnan the chayeves b'chala. Vafilu hachi inu morach leah hamotzi.
Right.
Kol shelo kavala.
So you see that what's his proof? That you can have dough made with juices, right? And it's going to be chayv and challah, even though it would be a mizonos. Hilkach.
Al karchav lomar, the love midi the mikri lechem tayv mosa. Ela, lo kavu chachamim levar chamotzi v'shalash brachos, afilu b'kizayis, ela b'lechem shederach b'nei adam likvo alav. Dahinu isa shenilosh b'mayim levad, b'li shon taros.
Okay, so you're saying that what? That you see it doesn't just go by what's considered lechem. Of course, maybe you say if it's mainly water, then it should have a din of lechem. And if it has a din of lechem, it must be hamotzi. Saying, no, you see, it's not tied to what the shame lechem is. Because if you had pure fruit juice, you could also, because if you had fruit juice and it's not really lechem in terms of hamotzi, it could still be lechem in terms of challah. So the two different ideas, the definition of lechem in terms of challah and what the bracha is. It's, you can't argue one from the other. So what's the idea then? That if it's something that you're not koveya sudan, then even though it's lechem, you're not chayev in hamotzi and shalosh brachos. So it's like the fruit juice, it's lechem, but you're not koveya sudan on it. Go ahead.
Right.
You should say something like this. The Lishna Dinilusha did not write her Rambam. Lav Dafka or something, right? Kasha, or Lishna Dinilusha Lav Dafka. Okay, because it just sort of ends, and it's just sort of hanging there, right? Go ahead.
The Rashi perish pas shenilusha in talin harbe, but it goes in mishkedim. The Arach perish od bishin rabinu. Hi, should pass by the kissing him, Kachin. The he passed by, that he passed by Mitubelas, the range ain't a Mitubelas. Shoshinosa, Kachin, Yvashim. The coast is no sum, Vesa Mishta.
This
also
looks
like
something crunchy thing, go ahead.
Vishaloba Vesa Mishta, Uminha, Uminha, Bene Adam, Shoshin, Menu,
Kimar. It was basically something that you only need a little bit of. And that's part of its way it's made. Go ahead.
Ukshaachal Rapuna Harbe, Amarav Nachman, Adi Kachna. Zerab,
so he ate it for a different purpose. All right. I got now. Now he says like, is there any halacha? What does he say?
Kevin the speak of midi derabanan who naktina kedi bekulam lahakel.
It's interesting. So
the
speak
of
derabanan.
How is this all derabanan? Yeah, it's a good question. Go ahead. Go a little further.
Uvin kisim shemamalim osam bitvashush gedim kugon hani krayim muskulis whatever. Uvin isa she'erbuva meperos omine tavlin vin hani krayim beskogus kulam dim pasab of a kisim nishlam. Vin morach adam emotzi bishalash brachos el yim kain kovas udas olav o ochal shir shadarach ben adam ikvo olav.
Yeah. But, so that's what he wants to say. That really goes by by the derech adam, and it could really be a pass. It doesn't have to do with the definition of the pass. It has to do with the way people treat it. Oh yeah, why is it something that banan? So I think they want to say because really b'di'evi yotze, you're going to be yotze. You mean what's your question?
The question is because if it's, let's say, it really should be chayv in birkas mazon,
right?
And then you wouldn't be, you'd be being mevatel yotze by making all this.
Yeah, I think they want to say that really yotze, you'd really yotze mit the raisa with the alamichia too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a question of the of that bracha. Mm-hmm. It's a good question. I think the Mishnah Berurah thing takes that up.
You mean it would be a suffix on the Toba, the fourth bracha mentioned? You mean?
No.
You'd be yotze anyways if you make an alamechia, right? You'd be yotze, so then it would be a problem to bench on something that doesn't really require.
No, he's saying the opposite. He's saying that you should always make the alamechia, even if you do kazayas of something that might not be a possible kisnan, right? But you still make the alamechia. He doesn't call that. You don't say it's something deraisa. Maybe I'm chayav in benching. Apparently, saying the alamichia would be yotzi b'diavad. Unless you chayav vaday.
But I'm saying though, then. But let's say it's a suffix, right? Suffix pasul kisan, and you bench, right? But then you'd be making a bracha levatala, the fourth bracha, wouldn't you? The fourth bracha would be levatala, wouldn't it be levatala? Fourth bracha in benching.
I mean the other way. If you bench and it's a suffix, if you have to bench.
Let's say you bench.
I don't think so, because that's once you chayiv in the birkas hamazon, you chayiv in all brachos. That's like if you left out ritzei on Shabbos, you repeat all the brachos. Right. Anyway, see the darker motion. Did you get the darker motion you're copying?
Yeah.
He says, "Avol ena minik divarav sharei b'shabbos v'yom tov v'nisur and mevarchin hamotzi al minei lechem hametuvlin harbe v'nikar behem b'mareu b'tam." So the Dr. Moshe says the minik is not like the Beis Yosef. He says on Shabbos and Yom Tov and at weddings. See, I was telling you about the weddings, right? Yeah. You make hamotzi on breads that are very spiced, and you can even see it, right? Al koch the sphere lay the lo yotza mechlal lechem. The mashi yir botavlin, the shar mashi and ma'at.
Maybe that's because they're kovea.
Elim kein ikar ha'isa nilush ba'osa dvarim. No, apparently he doesn't hold that way, right? And it's a good point. Starkey Moshe seems like it's against the Moshe's tshuva. Right? Because he's saying it's not possible with kissing. As opposed to saying that you chayav to bench because you're treating it like bread in this instance, with the rest of the meal. But anyway, so what's he saying? He's saying that it's not considered yotza mechlal lechem because you added in tavlin. Oshar mashkin ma'at. Elam kin ikar ha'isa nilosh ba'osa dvarim. So he holds it has to be from the beginning. I guess saying these spices were not added in. I'm not sure exactly what his cases are. But he's saying it has to be from the beginning, from the when you make it, it has to be made with a different definition.
Are you saying like the seeds they put on top as opposed to seeds mixed in?
Maybe. It's not clear. Because he says it's metuvlin harbe. Right? And then he says it's not yotza mechlal lechem, but masha'ir bo tavlin or shar mashkin ma'at. Unless he means shar mashkin ma'at. No, it's not like tavlin ma'at too. Right?
Does it mean originally when it was first made, or what the primary importance is?
This is the Efshe Shagam Das Harambam Cain. The Lav Kamosh Pirish Beis Yosef. Argues with the Beis Yosef, not like the Beis Yosef was saying that even a little bit of fruit juices would make it possible to kiss in according to the Rambam. Mikomakom nearly Shosan Mine Mituka Shakorin Lekach. Right. Dinan kedin pasavav b'kisan sherei yesh b'hem dvash u'besomim harbe. Rika isa nilosh b'hem. If you ever see something in Rosh Hashanah, they have it called lekach. You ever see that lekach? Mm-hmm. It's like a honey. It's like balls of dough made into like a mountain, and there's honey dripped over it. Never saw that.
Wow.
You've seen that, right? Lekach. So that's a real, or like a kichel. Like a kichel.
Such ugly names.
I have seen a kichel.
I've seen a kichel.
Yeah, the makeup for it. With
and
the,
also.
Yeah.
Made
of honey.
You also ate one.
Yeah. But,
kichel.
But the Beis Yosef is saying basically whatever, anything that has a different tom that causes it to be used differently is possible to kiss. That's what he's saying. And the Ramah is saying, no, it has to really be definitively different. It has to be that the ikar is made for a different use. It has to be harbe.
So something like a raisin bagel? It has like cinnamon raisins in it?
So that would be a question. I mean, it's a good question. What are they made for? What's a cinnamon raisin? What's a cinnamon bagel? What's it called? Cinnamon raisin?
Yeah.
What's it made for? I mean, it's difficult to say it's harbe. It's basically dough.
Just enhanced.
It's just enhanced. That would seem to be like the case of the Ramah. I mean, what do they make a sandwich with it? I mean, you put cream cheese on it? What do you do?
I wouldn't.
That's the thing. People don't, but they won't even look at a tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah, that wouldn't put meat in it.
Like, if people eat cream cheese,
there's too much wheat going on.
Yeah, that would be like the Beis Yosef case. The Beis Yosef would say...
Are you supposed to put butter?
The Beis Yosef would say that it's a type of thing that was... Where are we going to put
sandwich? Butter on bread is not a sandwich.
It's a meal, though.
So you can have a sandwich.
People
may have breakfast.
Right.
That's why I'm asking.
Because they want to have it more. Right. Elim kein ochel shir. Right. There's kevin she ain't dead. I mean, I don't think raisin bread and things like that. You kovei a suda on.
What about for breakfast?
It's. I mean, it sounds like the case.
It could be a suda breakfast.
We all like the argor. No, I'm just kidding.
People have breakfast with those things. With those, like, you know.
There is a quote.
That's because he's saying you're not really want to have a suda.
What is the amount that people are kavei suda? A bagel? People are kavei suda? That's definitely enough.
No, being kavei suda means that it's the type of bread that you bring out to start the meal.
I'm just asking that the shear is that people, when it is possible to kiss, and the shear that people are kavei, what is that shear? Like, how much is that?
That's a good question.
Like, would a bagel be,
No, it means the shear that other people kavei suda on for this thing. Doesn't it mean that?
It seems like, I mean, this case is just like the,
Some people have one bagel.
No, but that's a bagel. No, as if it's possible to kiss, then how much would people eat to make a meal out of it?
Right, so I'm saying, assuming that, like, a cinnamon raisin bagel was possible, I'm saying, how much is that?
So how much would people kovei a suda on if they wanted to eat, like, a suda out of cinnamon bagels?
Probably
one bagel. One bagel, right?
That's like the old, that's what they used to say about the pizza, right? That's what the idea thing is. If you have two slices, they say that's the amount you kovei a suda, the person would be kovei a suda on. Two slices of pizza. Right? That's the old,
the old trick.
Rule of thumb. I don't know if it applies today anymore, because today everybody eats pizza as a real suda, anyway. In general. That's like the case of the of the pashtida. In the end of the last sif. That if it's the derech b'nei adam to be koveh suda on it, even though it's like the meat kinesh is the case. Not a pastaliku. A real kinesh filled with meat, like a meal. You make a meal out of it. Then even though it's cooked, even though it's dough cooked with other things, but since it's made for a suda.
Like
nobody eats it.
Like a chicken pot pie or something that people eat as a whole meal. But I guess it's not the same pie.
could be like a pashtida.
That is
with the...
What?
Wolf it down.
It's like a pastry.
What do you mean no, but pashtida?
Pizza, no, I wash a pizza.
So with this one, if it was just like a raisin bagel, right, that a simply raisin bagel would seem to be the exact knock in this case, because according to the base Yosef, there is a quality that might change the way people relate to it. And then according to the Ramah, it has the ikur dough is probably the same as all the other bagels, they just insert raisins
also. How much raisin and cinnamon is in
it? But the only difference is, I'd say a cinnamon raisin bagel might be different, because the cinnamon definitely a different dough already. Like, you would never use a cinnamon dough
like
to,
to put it another way. It's tavlin. That's tavlin.
Yeah.
Tavlin is always ma'at. See, I don't understand the basis of argument is a funny argument. Yeah. To argue from tavlin to nilusha, I mean, nilusha bitvash does mean it's totally with dvash.
Right.
But ma'arv tavlin knows, what kind of an argument? It doesn't make sense to me, that argument. Since tavlin means little, so it says nilusha bitvash, it must also mean little. No, but nilusha bitvash means it's exclusively with dvash. And as metuvel tavlin means it's exclusively with tavlin. When you want to do tavlin, you only need a little. But if you're going to need something, you need it to be exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They like different. They tell tavlin intrinsically is something that you always use a little of, but kneading is something that you do with the with as much as you need. I mean, as much as is necessary. It's like arguing from quantity.
Right.
Good correction.
I think you
haven't got settled on that exactly. I need it done.
Well,
I'm a baker.
A wheat tortilla. So that's the other question of getting a psua sepas. That's the other question of psua sepas.
How about chocolate chip bake?
So it would seem like we hold you would make amos.
What's that?
On the cinnamon
bread. Yeah, chocolate chip bagel is another good one, because that, I bet the dough is
the same. Wasn't
the guy saying that Rebbe said about tuna fish? You put tuna. That was going circulating around.
Right, if you would use it for a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, not just, and then it's not pas. I mean, like cinnamon raisin bread.
Right.
No, I think that bottle is not pas. It is like a possibility. You don't make a meal. You didn't use it as the platform of a suda.
You know, sort of a.
I'm saying, like, a lot of times, right? My question is, like, breakfast. A lot of times.
But you're right. It has the spices in it too.
He's right, it has the spices in it too. I mean, you know, I mean, maybe you're making a good point. Like, at the weddings, a lot of times you have a roll. It's a regular roll with a couple of raisins stuck in it.
Like a weird little...
No. Right? But the bread tastes the same. Or Rosh Hashanah.
Right, you get that Rosh Hashanah.
Well, that's the machab. That's
regular bread with raisins on
that's
top.
That's Ramah's argument. That's the Ramah's argument, that everybody has for challah, everybody has on Shabbos, egg challah with honey in it and raisins.
You know, no one, I mean, at least we don't relate to cutting
but
that.
But not spices, right? You don't have,
absolutely
you wouldn't
not.
Put spices in it.
Yeah, no one cuts that challah and relates to it as a pastry at all. That's,
I've seen that,
I mean,
though.
Once.
Spices?
Yeah.
That would be a problem. I mean,
you're supposed to put cinnamon in sometimes.
Cinnamon in the challah? No, impossible. So,
so it would be a problem to be Safek Mazonos,
I think so.
Safek Mazonos?
Machokas Mitzias.
Not possible. It's not possible.
And the fact you're being compared to pseudo. Let's say you had regular bread also.
You can't give Edis on something that's not possible.
You can't mock the Kush.
Wasn't my Kush. But, I mean, maybe it's right. Maybe it's good enough. At a wedding, sometimes they have, like, bread with a couple of raisins or dates sometimes. Is it?
Dates? I understand dates.
No? But that's not tavlin. That's not matul the tavlin. But a cinnamon raisin bagel, the tavlin throws everything off. And I think you're right. You can't put a... It makes it like lufgam. I mean, you can't use it anymore for other... As a neutral. I mean,
right.
To be a bread, it's got to be a little bit of a neutral. Yeah. Sweetness sort of, I guess you could say, goes with a lot of things. But a spice is a very... cinnamon is a very distinct... I think he has a case also of saffron. Did I see that somewhere? Saffron bread.
Some people put more sugar or less sugar in a challah. It's going to be hard to get his head, but you put a spice in it.
Well, I think the Rambam is partial. I mean, Lusha B'Dvash means like the Beis Yosef, like the Rambam. It's really Dvash. Doesn't mean it's hard to say a little bit of Dvash. I mean, Eilu Davar Sof.
Yeah.
So he wants to say, no, it's the amount that if you taste it, you wouldn't use it. Because he wants to say it doesn't really go by lechem. It doesn't really go by shem lechem. It goes just by the way you relate to it. But then it goes back to the normal thing. So, challah roll, everybody, on Shabbos, everybody relates to it like bread. But I don't know if a cinnamon raisin bagel they do. Or like the cinnamon bread.